Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned. My Dad in Generations is next.
Warning. This program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. Kevin Swanson here, father of five. Daniel, Emily, Rebecca, Joy, Bethany, and Abigail. And, of course, there's Gussie the dog, but not included in the list. Father of five with Dave Buhner in studio with me today. Dave has five children as well, just a couple of dads searching for the light switch in life, trying to figure out how to raise these children in a world in which 35% of children are born without fathers. Half of marriages end in divorce. It's a bad world out there, Dave, but we've got to raise our children in this world. Speaking of a bad world, San Francisco, did you see this article? San Francisco isn't having children.
I hear San Francisco's going to the dogs.
It is. There are more dogs than children in San Francisco. It's a big problem. The mayor is very concerned about this. And, you know, San Francisco has the smallest share of children of any major U.S. city. Just 14.5% of the city's population is under 18 years of age. And they're wondering why.
Boy, that's really queer.
It is queer. Now that you mention it, homosexuals have a problem, Dave. And I don't know how deep we want to get into this, but they have a problem having children. Is that a no-brainer?
It's really simple. If you've ever had an erector set, you know that you have to have the nut and the bolt in order to make a proper connection.
You know, the mayor of San Francisco has appointed a 27-member committee to try to figure this thing out. The worldview is shot in San Francisco. Ladies and gentlemen, the worldview is messed up. They're not having any children.
Now, have they shifted their funds from a K-12 education to a K-9 education?
They may have done that as well. The numbers have slipped from 62,000 kids 3 or 4 years ago to 59,000 this year. That's school enrollment. So they're just not having children in San Francisco. And, of course, the vision of the left is to die. The vision of the left is to die out as a civilization. That's been the vision in Europe. That is the vision of the left. That's the vision of the Sodomites. That's the vision of the left in America. And our vision is just the opposite. So if you just tuned into this program, hello. We are Generations, and we're interested in having lots and lots of children for Jesus Christ. We want to populate his kingdom, and we want to take over Colorado. Oh, I just let the cat out of the bag. Now everybody knows our strategy. All right, second issue. You know, remember last month we had Josiah Hamill on air with us? He won the spelling bee in Colorado. Well, there's a National Geography Bee winner as of a day or two ago. This guy won the Geography Bee.
And let me guess, he is public schooled.
You missed it.
Nope. He is private schooled.
Nope.
He is homeschooled?
Homeschooled, yes.
Now, how can that be? That's the worst form of education known to man.
It's the worst form of education, and only 3% of the population are homeschooled in the country, and yet they're taking home all of the academic honors, at least in the K-12 divisions. So, ladies and gentlemen, I realize it's the worst form of education. According to school administrators, they've done a survey, 95% of school administrators say any form of education is better than homeschooling, whatever you adult homeschool. So the worst form of education is something we promote on this program, and they win geography bees and spelling bees.
But certainly this homeschool program, this particular one, was funded by tax money, and so that he had a superior education.
Well, as it turned out, it wasn't, but that's another story. All right, third issue. Summer is fast approaching. Yes, summer is fast approaching. Dave, what are you doing this summer?
Working.
That's God's way, isn't it? I don't know where summer vacations came from, but I couldn't find it in the Bible. I found 3 weeks of vacation in the Old Testament. Of course, they take 3 trips to Jerusalem each year. So 3 weeks of vacation, and it's good to space vacations. I like to do it that way. We don't have summer vacation in our home.
Now, do you take 3 weeks where you go and get together with other believers and party like they did in the Old Testament?
Oh, we party down. We party down. We have a great time during our vacation time, but we do not take a specific 3 month section out of the year and say, kids, you don't have to work. You don't have to apply yourself with any project. We don't do that at all. And you know what's funny, Dave? If you look at parks, you don't find families hanging out together, even in the summer times. You find a lot of 13-year-old kids hanging out in the park. But what was the last time you saw a full family of, say, 5, 6, you know, mom, dad, kids all in the park together? You just don't see that as much as you used to.
No, you don't. You might see mother and small children during the day, but, you know, where's dad?
Well, what do you do with a 13-year-old during the summer months? That's the subject today on Generations. It seems to me that sometimes when you throw a bunch of 13-year-olds together into one area, they hang out together for hours and hours, days and months on end, the foolishness just increases proportionally to the time they spend together. It's pretty scary. What do you do with a 13-year-old during the summer months? That's next on Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, McKinneyMotors.com. Motors.com. Click on contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Fun in the sun, in the summer. This is Generations, and that's the topic today. My name is Kevin Swanson. Thanks for joining us. What do you do with your children during the summer months? It's something that every father and mother has to deal with. And if your children aren't with you throughout the school months, then the summer months is a difficult transition for some, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, it's terrible. There's many parents who just long for the days when the schools open up again and they can send them off. I know homeschool mothers who long for the days when they can open up the textbooks again, as if they need permission, in order to occupy their children for a little while. Otherwise, they will just go over the deep end.
Right. And one of the messages sometimes we transfer to our children is that there are 3 months out of the year where you can just sit around and veg. I think that's a bad, bad message for our children, because I'm not sure veg is in the Bible. There certainly is an opportunity for rest. God gives us one day in seven. He gives, at least gave the Old Testament saints 3 weeks a year. But he doesn't want us to think that we just sit around for months on end and don't do a cotton picking thing.
And, you know, it comes as a real shock to most young people when they get their first, like, career job. And they sit there and, okay, I've worked 9 months, boss. I'll see you for the next three. Come back to work tomorrow?
That's a tough transition for anybody, trust me. But the summer months do not have to be a time where they just sit around. The first thing we want to talk about is fun in the sun. That's a pun. Fun in the sun. Fun with the sun. Fun with our children. We can develop relationships during these times, especially if we haven't had that opportunity during the previous 9 months.
That's a double pun, because when we spell son, S-O-N, it means our son, but it also means son of God, so that we're having fun with Christ, we're having fun with our children. If we're having separate vacations from our children, I'm not thinking either of those are being facilitated very well.
Right, but I hope that families see that the summer months give you a little more waking time, a little more time, opportunity together. If dad works, he can come back and there's still some daylight time for 3, 4, 5 hours. There could be some real quality time spent in God's Word. This may be a time for families to sit down and just study God's Word together, develop what we call family worship.
But it's also a time for recreation. It's the recreating of ourselves, that going out, teaching your son to throw the ball. That's hard to do in the winter, but very important to his esteem and to him developing physically. There are so many activities that we can do in the summer if we'll take the time and do them together.
Right. I think you mentioned this off air, but summer vacations were really intended to be time where the son could work in the farm with dad through those productive summer months where you had the long days. In fact, you think of Almanzo in Farmer Boy, the Little House on the Prairie series. Almanzo worked with his dad during the summer months, plowing the fields. There was more time to work in the farm in the summer months than there were in the winter months. So that's why in the winter months he spent more time in school.
And we have a biblical precedent for this. We have people like David, who was out working their father's fields. It was intended to be a time in which the children focused their energies on the family economy, on their own enjoyment.
And you know what? I think a lot of times in educating a child, we're forgetting this vital importance of life integration. So children think that work is sitting down and doing studying books all day long, which really doesn't produce any productive labor. It doesn't provide something to sell immediately anyway. Children need to see that there's productive labor to be done. There might be some buying, selling, trading that could happen during those summer months, even a lemonade stand.
You might go build something. If you need a shed in the backyard, this is the time to do it. This is the time when you have the waking hours to teach your son or your daughters, you know, how the 2x4s go together, how to pound the nail, all those things. And if they're anything like my children, they're going to pound nails, whether it's productive or unproductive. You might as well make it productive.
Dave, the summer months are opportunities for our children to be with us. We have more time with them. This should be a valuable time, a time to build relationships. And, you know, the word relationship is a scary word to a lot of people out there because, Dave, we live in a day where we engage with each other through programs, not relationships, through institutions, not relationships. And it's scary when you get a couple of warm bodies in the same room with you and you call them sons and daughters and you look them in the eye and you say, I love you and the Bible is important to me and God is important to me and let me share with you a little bit about Jesus. That's scary to some folks out there, building relationships.
Face to face. We live in a day when relationships are knowing your son's cell phone number, who theoretically lives at home to some extent. And what we're saying is that if you have a vision for your family, take advantage this summer, build those relationships, do things together, work together, study the Bible together, go places. If you take a family vacation, go places together and make that a productive time.
You know, Dave, I spend a lot more time with my son than I've ever spent before, and I found that the time itself is essential. Now, sometimes he's working on his project, I'm working on mine in parallel in the same room together or in the car together, but my son is there with me. I will go to a business lunch, and my son will be sitting right there with me. He will answer my cell phone, take a couple of messages while I am engaging the customer over the table at the lunchtime. My son is a vital part of my life, and I think it's important for our children to see us in action, and it's important for us to mentor them as we walk with them, by the way, as we rise up, as we lie down. I'm sounding downright biblical now.
Well, take the average family who sometime during this summer is probably going to go for a trip. They're going to go to the Homeschool National Monument in South Dakota. That's called Mount Rushmore. And the whole family is going to pile into the car, right? Dad's going to have plans. And the typical family, within 20 minutes, there will be bickering and fighting, and we'll have to stop.
You touched me. No, you touched me. And the dad's saying, that's enough of it. I've had just about enough of it from you guys. What do you do in the car, Dave? When you drive in the car, you got to keep these children engaged. And this is the time where, you know, some families say, here are your headphones. Here are your headphones. Stop engaging with each other. Just live in your own little worlds, please. You know, we don't want relationships in this family because relationships just messes everything up. But you've got to interact in that car. And you know what? There's a lot of ways to do that. We sing a lot of songs in the car. We sing psalms and hymns. We're trying a few in parts now. And it's a lot of fun. If you learn to do these things together, it can be a lot of fun.
And it works so much better than shouting over your shoulder, don't make me stop this car!
Yeah, especially when you're going 75 miles per hour and there really isn't anywhere to stop. Well, you know, the car is that opportunity to do some one-on-one. It's difficult to shout over the engine noise and talk to everybody in the car, but if you can sing together, occasionally we play games together as well. We listen to a lot of tapes. We just got the Focus on the Family series on Narnia, and we're going to be listening to those in the car just as we go on vacation to Arkansas here in a week or two. So this is a good time. This is a good time to listen to tapes and really edify each other in the Lord.
And there are many, many lessons that we can learn in the car. Play this game as you go through a town. Say, look at the buildings here, find the nicest one, tell me who or what is important in this town. And let your children make the observations
and
see the light come on
for
them.
What's the worldview in this town, right? What are the values in this town? You can identify that by the kind of buildings in that town. So you're right. Even as you're driving, you can admire God's creation and bring the truth of God's word to bear in the situations that you confront together. Let's say you see a road sign. Occasionally we go to Las Vegas. We have relatives there. And it's inevitable the children will see a road sign that is less than appropriate, shall we say, and we have to comment on it. But it gives us opportunity to bring God's word to bear on the things that they see and the things that they experience.
The vacation is also an opportunity for you to show your children that things like the word of God daily is very important. You're not going to stop doing that just because you've left town. Going to church on Sunday, that's where you belong on Sunday. You belong in the courts of the King, and you're going to do it whether it be in Kansas City or Arkansas or in Denver.
Dave, I think the most powerful message you send home to your children while you raise them is what you do on vacation. If you take a vacation and you take a vacation from God's word and from God's people, from God's church, if you say, you know what, we're so busy today, we're not going to study God's word. We're not going to spend the normal time we spend in God's word in vacation, our children get the message, well, then I guess God's word isn't that important. But if you go to a relative's house, say a relative doesn't know the Lord, doesn't really share your value system, and you say to your children, you know, the rest of the household here is probably not going to join in with us, but we're going to take a moment here in the corner of this house, and we're just going to praise the name of Jesus and read a little bit of his word and pray to him, and it'll be a great time. Let's do that, shall we, children? What kind of message do you send home to your children in that experience?
Well, your children know your values. They see it through your life. They see your theology lived out in life. And more is caught than taught, as we say. And your children will most likely adopt those values because they've seen them genuine and not hypocritical in your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up this with a funny piece on what to do with your kid for 3 whole months during the summer months. We'll be back in just a moment on Generations. This is Kevin Swanson. Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Fun in the sun for the summer. This is Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson. What do you do with your children for three whole months during the summertime? Let's wrap it up with this piece. Here we go. Let's see. What do I do with my kid for three whole months? How many videos can a kid watch in any given day? All right, six videos. Let's say six videos. Multiply that by 90 days. How am I going to get my hands on 540 videos? Number two. Where is that year-round boarding school application? What do you do? What do you do when your kid comes home? You're stuck there in the living room and you're looking at him. What do you do with that kid? How many hours can a kid hang out with a bunch of 15-year-olds and stay away from both pot and jail? See, where's that study on kids that hang out with other kids and how long they can do that without getting into something horrible? Number four. His mother and I have decided that skateboarding and video games trains our son in hand-eye coordination. That will serve him very well in life. Plug him in, let him run. Maybe we could rent the apartment next door and the children could live there. And, you know, we could just peek in on them now and then. Folks, what do you do with your children? You're a father and a mother and you have these kids sitting there in your living room. Oh, here's an ad, honey. I just put this together. It says, Wanted, loving home for two lovable teens. Honey, can we get this into the May 31st edition of the Denver Post? And what about an all-summer camp? Or better yet, Dave, you mentioned this, a missions trip to Zimbabwe. See you in September, kids. The return tickets are in the mail. All right, there you go. What do you do with your children during 3 months of vacation? May we recommend to you, ladies and gentlemen, that you try out relationships. Just try discipling your children. Sit them down, do some homeschooling. You say homeschooling, what's that? Well, it's just simply telling your children something. Not tell them anything. Make it true, but tell them something. And come on down to the Home Educators Conference coming up on June 9th, 10th, and 11th here in Denver. I highly recommend this to all of you. If you have children, you have choices to make concerning the education of your children, and those choices will be critical for their lives and for eternity. Will you be there? What will you be doing to establish a vision for your home on June 9th, 10th, and 11th? It's at the Merchandise Mart. You can get a registration form at check.org, chec.org, on the web, or call 877-842-CHECK. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org.
And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at KevinSwanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.com.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.